marks in here, the smarks in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my Kia, and drive somewhere scenic to watch a sunset in Phoenix, share a box of Kleenex, to leave it in the middle of a bee's nest.
Yo, it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Not much. Just chilling, man. Mania Week's in the bag. I know you're supposed to come back and do a preview of a show before Mania Week and then the preview of Mania Week, but things have just been hectic. I'm going on vacation on Friday.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going down to Boca. It's going to be fun.
Boca Raton.
I'm going to get drunk.
There you go. You know?
A little wavy.
Boca Raton.
Yeah, should be a good time. Yeah. But so I've just been, a lot's been going on, but we had to get in here. We can't not have a Mania review show. We started on a Mania preview show. That was the birth of all of this. And now it's I'm kind of over the previews. I feel like preview shows don't need to be done. I think I'm retiring the pit stops.
Yeah, I mean, the preview shows aren't bad. I guess it's more like just to kind of make your predictions what you think might happen. You know, that's a good thing.
Which
about
we
it.
Can just have a prediction segment and
yeah, we could do
the whole show on it. We need a whole show to talk about the pay-per-view that everybody's going to watch already. They'll know what's going to happen. It's like the kickoff show. I don't watch the kickoff show.
Yeah, no one does.
So how do I do a pit stop show and don't even watch the kickoff show? You know, so.
Right. That's a good point.
So kickoff, the pit stops are dead for now. I might bring them back sometime. But anyway, man, Mania Week was wild. I don't know. I know you're not like a super indie guy, so I don't know how much you got into watching any indie shows at all this week.
I didn't watch anything. I watched both TakeOver and Mania.
So I have IWTV, which I'll share my stuff with you if you ever want to watch anything on IWTV. I have that. I don't pay Fight. I hate Fight TV. And that's where GCW did all the collective stuff was there. So as I stated on the Ringside Apostles WrestleMania preview show, I pirated all of them and didn't really get to watch most of them because Fight TV was really big on stopping people from pirating the collective. So I can say firsthand, good job, Fight TV. You made people not be able to watch that weren't willing to pay. Yeah. That's a good thing, I guess. I don't know. Just draw eyes from. I just went to IWTV when I couldn't watch because I already have that paid for the year. So I just watched what was free for me instead of what they wanted me to pay for.
There you go. See?
Guess you got what you wanted. Yeah. You taught me. You showed me.
You taught everyone a lesson. Good job.
Yeah. But the funny thing is there was one show that actually I got to watch that was like Alley Cat's big whatever it was. I don't remember, but Alley Cat's whole thing was I got to watch the whole show. And that had the Gray Sweatpants Battle Royal.
Okay.
Which the winner got a trophy and a fleshlight.
There you go. Nice.
So, I don't know. We'll talk about that on part two tomorrow when we have I'm going to guess you're probably not going to come on for part two since you probably didn't watch
tomorrow anyways. So
fair enough. But you didn't watch Impact or any of the indie shows. So
no,
you would basically just be talking shit.
Yeah, pretty much, which is always good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
True story.
If anyone wants to hear somebody just talk shit, I'll do it.
He's the guy. You want a shit talker? Yeah. Mike's your guy.
Yeah.
Me, I just do heel shit. What do you want? but so anyway, we had Mania Week was weird this year because of how they did everything. They did the two shows for TakeOver. Then they had, and that was Wednesday and Thursday. Then Friday night, you had SmackDown, which they had the Andre the Giant Battle Royal to kind of make it feel like a Mania event. And then Saturday and Sunday was Mania. So right. I feel like the whole thing that Vince did was to try to squeeze out the indies.
Okay.
By stretching it all week long. And it worked to an extent. You didn't have Ring of Honor. You didn't have AEW there. You didn't have New Japan there this year.
Right.
And part of it's the pandemic. So I don't know how much was pandemic and how much was them actually squeezing people out and making people say, well, we're not going to do a show because we're going to be going against a WWE show any night we do a show. I don't know. But it was interesting. Definitely very lackluster in comparison to the past few years as far as the indie side of things. But it made the focus be WWE. So that being said, we'll dive right into it and let's get into TakeOver. So you watched both nights of TakeOver.
I did. Yep.
What did you think of this two-night format for it?
It was good for them, I think, because, like, number one, it was like having two regular TakeOvers back to back. You know what I mean? Because they had their same like five match kind of format, or, you know, their four or five match kind of format like they did with all their TakeOvers.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, and they had, what I liked about them too, is that you had things you were focused on just on that one night. You know, you didn't have to, it wasn't that you're like waiting for something. You know, sometimes when you watch like a pay-per-view or Mania, you're only interested in like maybe a couple matches.
Yeah.
And so you tend not to, maybe you don't watch the whole thing, or maybe you're not paying attention to the whole thing because you're only really paying attention to the matches you want.
Sure.
At least with this, you had like two nights worth. You know, I had five matches I can watch on this night, and that's, I don't have to worry about waiting on anything else. I can just focus on these five tonight and then the other five tomorrow. Where I don't have to worry about like waiting for, you know, if your whole thing going into it is like, man, I really want to watch Balor versus Cross. Well, if it was just a regular show, then you're sitting there waiting for like 3 hours, 4 hours for the match you really want to see.
Well,
and
at the same time, Balor Cross was on night two. So
that's what I'm saying.
You were waiting for that.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So like, but you didn't have to worry. So you didn't have to worry about going through the whole thing if you didn't want to watch it, because you could wait. That was my point. You know what I mean? You could, if you only were, if there's only things you wanted to watch, you could pick which time you're going to watch them, and then that's it. You didn't have to worry about going through the entire show waiting for the one match that you're waiting, you know, want to see.
I guess, but you still have to kind of do that because you can't fast forward or rewind on anything if it's live on Peacock. So you can't rewind the show.
No, night one was on USA. It was on TV. It was on regular television.
Fair enough.
So you could just, I mean, if you didn't want to watch a match, you could change channel. And you didn't pay for it, so it didn't matter. It was on regular television. You know, night two is on Peacock. You're right. So now if you're going to watch it, you're now watching Peacock. And you've already paid for it. You're kind of not wanting to get away from it. So because you paid for it, so you're kind of going through the whole show. Where on
I
night
think
one,
their night, yeah. Well, I guess, but I feel like there were so many matches that didn't need to be on this card.
But they wanted to do a big Mania. I like the
Well, you didn't need to do it. That's my point. Like, so let me tell you this. There was a match on the pre-show, which I didn't even watch. I missed the pre-show because I didn't know there was one.
Yeah.
But we had Toni Storm take on Zoe Stark in the pre-show. No, didn't need to see that. We really didn't need Pete Dunne versus Kushida. We could have done without that. We could have done without the six-man gauntlet. Let's see. Where are we?
The six-man gauntlet you needed because that was...
No, you couldn't have, because you could have done that on a regular NXT show as the main event. Going into the pay-per-view.
Yeah, you could have done. If you're going to do one night, then that would make sense. But because
that's what I'm
saying. You already set up for two nights, so it made sense to do it.
Well, my point is My point is they didn't need to do two nights. Do you know what I mean? It just didn't need to be done. There were filler matches. Killian Dane and Drake Maverick against Breezango. That match didn't need to be there.
That wasn't on there.
Yeah, it was. That was on night two.
No, I mean, I watched the entire thing, man.
It was on night two. It was on their pre-show.
Oh, that's why it was pre-show. I didn't watch pre-show.
It was on the pre-show.
Yeah.
It was the winner. That's why. Tonight on NXT, which won't be tonight for the people listening, but that's why in NXT this week, Killian Dane and Drake Maverick are taking on MSK for the tag titles. Spoiler, sorry, we're about to get them anyway. I'll even go as far as to say that the main event on night one I didn't really care about.
Well, it was a big, they did it on purpose. I mean, it was the night, it was the big, it was like the title change. That was the idea.
Night one felt like an NXT show, like a regular NXT show. You could have taken, if you took Killian Dane, Drake Maverick, like that match, and put it in place of Walter and Tommaso Ciampa, which didn't even really, it was a great match, probably my favorite match of NXT TakeOver, but it didn't need to be there. But I guess if you take that match and switch it with a match and maybe take, I guess everything else you would have needed, so you would have still had like a 6-7 match card.
Yeah, that's not really what they do. It's usually 5-6 is usually the max, and that's only if
one's on the pre-show.
Yeah, or one is like a really quick squash match just to do something. Other than that, it's always 5 and that's it. And it's 5 solid matches, and that's how they've always done their takeover. So in this sense, they had probably 6 or 7 they really wanted to do, and probably 3 that were fillers. Yep. Including the pre-shows. Yeah, you're kind of stuck with doing 2 nights, I guess.
So I'm going to run it down real quick. So Toni Storm beat Zoe Stark on the pre-show on...
Stark won that match.
Oh, yeah. Zoe Stark won that match, huh?
Yeah,
I can't read, apparently. So now, was that on USA?
Yes.
Okay.
That was not on USA. That wasn't on USA. The pre-show, was it YouTube or whatever they do the pre-show? Or
I don't know. Maybe that's why I didn't even see it on Peacock, because I just watched it right on Peacock. Had it on YouTube. That makes sense.
Something like that. But yeah, it wasn't on USA. That's right. It went USA started.
With Pete Dunne versus Kushida.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So Pete Dunne defeated Kushida. Bronson Reed defeated everybody in that 6-man gauntlet match. Walter defeats Ciampa to retain the UK Championship. MSK defeats the Grizzled Young Vets and Legado del Fantasma to capture the vacant tag team titles. And then Raquel Gonzalez defeated Io Shirai to capture the women's championship. So night one, what was your favorite part of night one? Your favorite match or your favorite part of?
Probably my favorite match. I like the one I liked the best was probably the triple threat tag team, MSK's winning. Even though it was predictable, I still thought that was a good match. I felt like a lot of the matches, but TakeOver for this year, maybe it was just this year, but TakeOver this year was very predictable. Like there was nothing on this TakeOver at all that was like surprised at.
I didn't think Bronson Reed was going to win because he just lost. And if he won, I thought he was going to win the title, which they didn't do, which is dumb.
I knew he was winning as soon as LA Knight won that gauntlet, whatever that battle royal thing, whatever they did on the previous week on NXT to put the order, create the order of the match, because it came down to LA Knight and Dexter Lumis were the last two. So he's like, oh, obviously they're going to start a feud. You're not going to put it on Rush or Swerve Scott. So that leaves you Bronson Reed by himself. So Bronson Reed's going to win.
Cameron Grimes.
He wasn't going to do anything either. So and you're not going to put Grimes. You're not going to do a heel versus Gargano. So it had to be Bronson Reed's the only face in that group that isn't already in a feud. That was the natural thing. Now, what I didn't like was what happened on night two, and we'll get to that in a second. But
I agree.
But again, that was predictable to me. MSK, you know, you're not going to have them win the Dusty Cup and then have them lose the freaking triple threat match for the vacated things, because that's not what they always do.
Of course.
Anyone who wins the Dusty Cup wins the title. It always happens. Obviously the situation. So obviously MSK is winning. And then the other thing I didn't like was that I hated the fact that EO called out Raquel Gonzalez and then proceeded to lose to her. Kind of like, what's the point of calling a person happening. Out just to lose? Like,
she had a very long title reign. It's time.
Yeah, but I get that. Awesome. So why not? But you could have built it up where Raquel could have earned her shot instead of EO just coming out and saying, I want to face you. Okay. Well, now I win the title. So that was stupid. Why'd you do that for? You know what I mean? Like Raquel didn't even need to. you know, Raquel didn't need to have to do anything to earn the title shot. He was like, oh, I'm going to pick you. Okay. Well, now you lost. So great job. Like, it wouldn't be different if, like, Raquel stole it. You know what I mean? If she had earned her right to win it and then, you know, something happens and she steals the win. Okay. Now you have a feud building up. But, like, what was the point? So what's going to happen now? Now they're going to – I think they have a rematch coming up.
Maybe.
I think it's a rematch. I don't know if it's when it is, but – what are they going to do? Have a rematch? What are they going to do? Io's not going to win the belt back.
No, she's not.
So
and then she'll go to the main roster.
Right. So it's like that was the situation. If that's the plan to have her go to the main roster, then the way they did it was just didn't make any sense to me. It's like that doesn't work. Like, why would you just pick somebody to drop the belt to? Why not have them earn the right to face you for the belt and win it so you can build someone up? Like Raquel Gonzalez didn't become a star by beating Io. You know what I mean? Like, because she hadn't been built up to be a star. She just was, like, picked out of a group of people. Like, Io Shirai just looked at a lineup of girls and said, I'm going to face
you. You're big. You're the
tallest. You're big. I'll face you. And then proceeded to lose. I'm like, well, then now what? So now she's just going to go to the main roster. It's like, I made this comment, I think, to Travis, that it was a bad weekend for Japanese wrestlers because, like, Io lost. Asuka lost. Shinsuke, I think, lost the Battle Royal or had the Battle Royal won, lost it to whoever he lost it to.
Jimmy like, Uso.
Jimmy Uso, yeah. I was like, geez, it was a bad weekend for Japanese wrestlers, I guess. Because they had just – it was just that one I didn't care for. So I didn't think that – I mean, the match was fine, and it was predictable. I knew Raquel was going to win, but it was kind of just the way they did it. I was like, this is dumb. Why would you do that?
My favorite match of that night was Walter versus – Tommaso Ciampa. They just went ham on each other. It was a fun match to watch. My next match would be the tag team match. I enjoyed that. It was a really good match. But you're right. Everything on this card was very, very predictable.
Ciampa's not winning the UK belt as much as, I mean, because Walter's, you know, that's just, it doesn't make sense why he
doesn't make sense.
That. Right. Doesn't make sense. I thought somebody made the comment that match seemed like it ended like preemptively or prematurely.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
I think, I don't know. I don't know if maybe Walter actually really did hurt his hand, even though they were playing it off that he had, you know, that was the whole psychology of the match. But I think he actually may have actually really done something to his hand, or Ciampa may have really done something to his neck. But there might have been something in that match that somebody was actually legit hurt or was legit struggling. So they decided to just end the match because it did end.
It didn't need to happen. It didn't need to happen. It was just they wanted to get Walter at Mania.
Yeah, which is fine. And it would have been better if there were fans there. But, hey, whatever. You kind of want to put him in there. You're right, though. It didn't need to. It was very predictable, obviously. And probably didn't need to be there only because, again, not something you really built up on. You kind of had to just threw together just to have it. Right. And they did a lot of that over the weekend, which I didn't care for. It's like you don't need to throw things together. You're in a situation where you don't have to do that. You've done well with building up your feuds. You don't need to just throw shit in there just to build up two nights worth of.
The indie side is so beat up right now and so unstable. They didn't need to stretch this to push out the other companies because they're just not doing anything right now. You're not seeing the WWNs. Right. They're not doing anything. There was no Comic-Con show or whatever it is, the WrestleCon show, like didn't have any of those shows. Like the year before, you'd have to look and decide if you went to Mania or even sitting at home, you got to decide, hey, at 12 o'clock, there's four different shows on. What show do you want to watch?
Right, exactly.
It was basically GCW versus IWTV. So if you were sick of watching GCW and their first day was just a big shit show fuck fest of injuries, they had four people go down on day one with dehydration and heat and shit because they were out in the Tampa sun and someone thought it was a good idea to do shows outside in the Tampa sun at 11 in the fucking morning.
Right. Yeah. So I agree. And so like you did, especially when you're so takeover has been always so good with their pay-per-views. Like I said before, always solid, five matches, possibly six, all solid, all like feud, story building, story driven, nothing random. Everything's supposed to be the way it is.
Yeah, there was so much you were invested in.
This one was kind of like, okay, well, you know what's going to happen here. I know what's going to happen here. I know what's going to happen here. So the matches were good. There wasn't anything that was like a complete like snooze fest or fucking like shit show, like the
drizzling shits. Yeah, not the ones, the drizzling shits.
Not like WrestleMania had, but you know, it all, again, but there also wasn't matches where like, man, like there were matches that you didn't have to do. You could have saved Kushida and Pete Dunne for another time.
Yeah, you could have just done that on NXT, right? It could be tonight. It could have been tonight on NXT.
Right, you could have saved that for this week. Exactly. You could have made this one, especially since this is your debut night on a new night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not have a debut night and really sell the shit out of that one? It's like, oh, I got to watch NXT. Not only that, but I got Kushida versus Dunne. Oh, tonight on their new night? Yeah, I'm going to sit down and watch this tonight. You know, as opposed to saying...
They
got
a good card for tonight. I'm pretty sure there's a good card. I forget.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I'm sure they do, too, and I'm fine with that. But they always do. But you know, I get why they're I thought night one was, I mean, I thought both nights were decent. I wouldn't say they're both like,
it wasn't
tremendous.
The best takeover.
No,
because it went into two nights. You could, right? But here's the thing: if you took the best five or six matches out of the two nights,
you'd be fine.
You have a solid takeover, easy.
Right. Exactly.
So night two, we started all, like I said, Killian Dane and Drake Maverick defeated Breezango. No one cares about that. We're going to tag title shot. I don't like the whole Killian Dane, Drake Maverick team.
Well, I think NXT's struggling right now with tag teams. They have the three guys who did the night one, but after those three guys, you have Imperium. They broke up the Undisputed Era, so... They basically got rid of like basically two tag teams right there by just breaking those four guys up.
Well, Bobby Fish is injured again, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's always injured. But you know what I mean? But those guys, you know, so you're not going to put, you could still put Strong and O'Reilly in, but now you got O'Reilly and Cole. So now Strong's all by himself. So you just don't have, there's not a lot of tag. I don't feel like there's a lot of tag teams in
Killian Dane and Drake Maverick. So again, you didn't need to have this match just to have a tag title match on NXT.
Right.
If you really wanted to do that, you could have taken that triple threat and not had it at TakeOver and done it in NXT tonight.
Right.
I mean, to be honest with you, you know what I mean? So you didn't need to have that match. Even though it was a pre-show match, it didn't need to happen. Then Santos Escobar, Jordan Devlin, that was a surprise to me. I really thought Jordan Devlin was going to win it. That guy was running shit before COVID. It seemed like Escobar was really going to be the interim champ. He hasn't really, I don't know. He doesn't do it for me, maybe. So I don't know. I thought Devlin was going to win that. I was surprised that they decided to stay the course with Santos Escobar. Now you just got to wonder, what are they going to do with Devlin? He's been over in the UK already anyway. Is he going to start going after Walter? I don't think it makes sense because that's not the same size. Maybe they'll introduce a Cruiserweight Championship in the UK. Or something of that nature. That would be interesting if they do that. So hopefully that's the route that they go, is add another title out there for the smaller guys. And that's why they decided to not put the title on him here, because they're going to give him something in the UK.
Which makes sense to me. I think that's
my only thought.
That's
the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, because I thought kind of the same thing. I was like, well, it doesn't really, unless he's planning on taking the title with him to the UK, or he's going to stick around here, what's the point of putting the belt on Devlin? You might as well keep it on Escobar and just give Devlin his own title. Over UK. That makes more sense to me. So I think I hope that's the same way. I'm the same way. The same thought process. I hope they do it that way. They just make another title for NXT.
Like even a cruiserweight or whatever you would call it in United Kingdom, whatever the Queen's English would be for that type of title.
What's a cruiserweight considered in England? I don't know.
No, got no clue. I don't know. That surprised me. Then we went on to the tag titles. I knew they were going to retain. I'm not even into the Way. I think the Way is a stupid group. I hate what they're doing with all of them. And I'm a big Austin Theory fan, so I really hate it.
With Shotzi and Ember.
No, I just hate the whole idea of with the Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, Austin Theory, Johnny Gargano, The Way. They're just a joke faction.
It's a terrible name, The Way.
Yeah, Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I knew that Ember and Shotzi were going to win. I wasn't really too surprised at anything in that match. Johnny Gargano winning. Let's talk about how shitty of a decision that was.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Like, that was one of the things I didn't get. Like, you know, what's the point of having Bronson Reed go through five other guys, you know, look dominant in basically both matches between the gauntlet thing and the actual match on TakeOver, the one from the NXT the previous week where they did the order. And then the gauntlet match, you have him look strong, both of those, even though he finished third, whatever, in that order one, but it took like three guys to throw him out. So you made him look strong in that. You have him win the gauntlet thing, so he gets the title match. You're like, oh, it's obvious that he should then go on and beat Gargano, beat him up pretty good, and win the belt. No, you have him lose to Johnny Gargano. Why?
Now he lost to Johnny Gargano prior to that, before they started that. So it was pointless. I guess I don't know why you're doing that. Whatever. If you're trying to put over Gargano, you should have put Cameron Grimes in the match.
Yeah, you don't need to put over Gargano. We don't need to do that. He should be putting over the younger guy. He should be putting over new guys.
But if you were set on, we're going to put Gargano over, you do it against Cameron Grimes and do the heel versus heel.
Exactly. Yeah, over somebody who cares, you know? Yeah. You know, I actually thought, originally I thought, my original thought of that match was going to be Dexter Lumis in the beginning.
That's who I thought was going to go to that. And I thought Lumis was going to get the title.
That's what would have made
the most sense. Yeah.
Right. Cause that made sense too. But then if they want LA Knight to come in and kind of feud with somebody right off the bat, that's a legit person to feud with, I get why they would do Dexter Lumis.
I don't know what they're doing with that either, because they just had LA Knight get squashed by Bronson Reed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. But I know. And so that's why, you know, it was just weird. I don't know what they're doing. They don't know what direction they're going in with these guys, because you have if you want to throw Cameron Grimes in that group, you have four guys in LA Knight, Dexter Lumis, Bronson Reed, and Cameron Grimes. Four guys you could have gone some way with when it came to the US title, or
that have no real direction anyway.
And they have no direction, and you just left it on Gargano. It's like, well, do you not know what you want to do then? Is that what the issue is? Because you're not really building anybody. You're kind of just floundering around with these four guys. Like, pick a Delaney and go with it. And it shouldn't be Johnny Gargano. He should be putting over the next guy. He's been there long enough. You don't need Gargano to be winning all the time. We don't need him there. He's been here forever. They're talking about he's won, like, this is like his 14th takeover or something. Something ridiculous. He's been there like every single takeover or something.
Yeah, but he's one of those guys that he's an NXT guy. Gargano's not going up to the main roster.
I know that.
Listen, they're not going to use me. I'm going to stick around here.
Which is fine. So your job should be to put over younger guys. You've been in NXT forever. You should be putting over the newer guys.
Well, no, because you got to think about this too. The guys in WWE that have been there forever, those are the guys that win matches. He's like that guy. So I get it. Until you decide exactly where you want to go, he's going to be the placeholder for now. But if you're going to do that, I just think that Bronson Reed was the wrong guy to have lose that with how strong you've been making him. It didn't make sense.
Right, exactly.
The next match I liked Karrion Kross versus Finn Balor. That was great. It was the right decision to put the belt on Kross. Nothing more needs to be said about that by me.
No. Yeah, and I agree with that. I mean, I kind of figured that was kind of way to go. Kross never really lost. He got injured. So he should have been champ. It should have been the other way around right now. It should have been Kross facing Balor as Kross was the champ, because he should have been the champ all along. He got hurt. So, I mean, it sucks. He got hurt. So they had to make a move. So they put it on Balor. And now they put it back on Kross where it belongs. And now they can kind of go the direction they wanted to originally with Kross.
And have
the only thing Balor. I don't like about Karrion Kross, I hate his finisher. I don't like his finisher. He needs a better finish than what he has. Whatever that forearm to the back of the head thing, it's dumb. Like, come on, man. You're like a monster, your powerhouse. Get a better finisher. Should have something better than that. I don't know what you could give him, but somebody's got to go to him and say, dude, you need a better finisher. That thing blows. Somebody get on him. You need something that's something not devastating, but something more powerful, stronger. I don't know. Or change the way you're doing it. I don't know. Maybe instead of just standing there and just running over and whacking the guy in the back of the head and that's how you win. Maybe you do a flying one, or maybe a jumping one. I don't know. maybe do some sort of, just you got to come up with a better finisher than that one. Finn Balor's got like three different finishers and you barely have one, and yet you won the belt. Like, yeah. No, I think,
well, he's just,
I think,
the monster. That's the whole point. He doesn't even need a finisher.
But I think he needs something.
I like when he chokes people out.
And that's fine. That's your finisher. That's fine. Choke him out. That's fine. That should be your finisher then. But this whole, like, just whacking a guy in the back of the head and that's how you win. It's like, come on, you need a better finish than that. Put him to sleep. If you're going to knock him out and then put him in some kind of submission hold after that, deal.
Speaking of putting him to sleep, the main event was Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole. And this match went 40 minutes and 19 fucking seconds.
Yeah, no, it was a long fucking match.
Wow, it didn't need to be that long at all.
No.
Like, there was no need for it. It should have ended. So many times I thought it was going to end and it didn't. And I'm like, really? Why?
Like, I was afraid, actually, they were going to end it, have a fuck finish when they went to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were just going to call it after that. And then I thought they were going to, like, Regal was going to come out and be like, that's it. No more. That's it. Done. You guys are done. That's it. No more. Somebody's going to get seriously hurt. You know what I mean? I thought they were going to do something like that.
They should have done that because that would have saved us another, 10 minutes?
Probably, yeah. Something like that. There was another part I was afraid they were going to do where I think it was Cole had the chair and the ref was telling him not to do it, and then he punched out the ref. I thought maybe they're going to pull the whole Seth Rollins Fiend thing where they're just going to hit him and then the ref's just going to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's no continuation. It's like, no, that's dumb. Don't do that, please. Thank you for beating up the ref. It went way too long. Didn't need to be that long. You could have shaved 10, 15 minutes off of that thing.
Yep.
You could have done something. If you're going to do it that way, you should have just had a no. If you're going to do it that way, have a last man standing match or something. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been better if you did a last man standing. They went to the freaking stage, and Kyle O'Reilly's the one who climbs out at the end. To win, you know, like
it just went too long. It didn't need to be that long. People lost it for that.
Good match, but that was not good.
Right, that was good match, but not a good match.
Could have been better.
Yeah,
didn't need to be that long. I agree. Didn't have to be that long.
So that was TakeOver, and then we had the Hall of Fame and SmackDown, and Jey Uso won the I watched some of it.
I watched I think I saw a couple like spots of it, and I was like, dude, I don't want to watch it because it felt to me like it felt very scripted. I don't know why.
Because there were no fans there.
And maybe so that's what it was.
So there was nobody to react to anything. Yeah. So like you couldn't just
But I didn't, like, you know, in the years past, like, what I always loved about the Hall of Fame was that, some of the guys who went out there and talked, like, some of the stories, like, I wanted to hear, like, the best one is how, like, there are a couple that always stand out to me. Like, Bret Hart talking about how they became the Hart Foundation, how that, like, like, Harlem Heat, you know, how Hulk Hogan, like, you know, was the one that made Harlem Heat, like, the team that they were, you know, like, things like that. That's what I like to hear. I don't want to just hear like scripted like speeches by freaking Kane and RVD without really like talking about like anything worth talking about. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're all scripted. I don't want to, I want to hear like, tell me like, you know, how did you become Kane? Like, why were you Kane? What was the idea behind it? You know, where'd it come from? You know, things that. RVD, where'd that come from? How was ECW?
Hall of Fame. I don't really care that much about the Hall of Fame. It was whatever. But then we had Mania. So Mania, I think, was really good. It was way better than I think people were expecting it to be. It was one of the better Manias in the past few years, I have to say. I was pleased with it. There was some shit. Of course, there's always some shit.
Right.
Like, it's never absolutely incredible.
Right.
But I was, it was a little predictable. At least for me, I saw a lot of where it was going as things, you know what I mean? There were some things that did shock me, but overall I thought it was a really good show.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Yeah, there were a couple of things that were kind of surprising for me. You're right. Both nights had their like chip moments, but both nights also had some pretty decent ones. You're like, okay, that was a good one, but that one not so much. You know, night one, I was not really surprised. I was kind of surprised. I was more understandable after the whole thing was over, but I was in the beginning, I was kind of surprised they started with Lashley and Drew.
We just talked about that on the Ringside Apostles podcast, and I'll tell you the same thing I said there. It makes sense to me because if you're gonna put the women in the main event, you gotta put to me, you either open or you close. Like when I was doing Boneyard, I didn't care. Like, people don't like to open. I like to open. You either open or you close, because you either close and you send people home and that's the last thing that they remember, or you open and you're the first thing they see and you set the tone for the entire remainder of the night. Right. So I feel like you've got to put the world title in one of those two spots. And if you decide that you're going to put the woman, which I think was a great decision, we'll talk about that after. But I think this was the right spot for that match to be in. Especially because you weren't going to have Drew relive his Mania moment in front of the crowd. If Drew was going to win, this has to be at the end. Right. You put it in the beginning because Bobby Lashley was retaining.
Right. And that was the beginning. So that's what I understood at the end. I was like, all right, I get it now. Like, in the beginning, when it first came on, you're like, wow, they're doing this match first? Okay.
Oh, I knew it. Bobby was winning.
And it was like, all right, well, they're going to keep the belt on Bobby, which is fine. I don't have a problem keeping on Lashley. You're not going to just – you want to keep him for a little while. I'm fine with that. I thought that match was pretty decent.
I didn't know who was going to win the tag team turmoil. I couldn't care less who was going to win the tag team turmoil.
The women one? Yeah, that was the crap. That was a crappy match. Like, I was like,
Michael.
This should be on the pre-show. Cole.
Not Michael Cole, but the ring announcer botching a call on that.
Oh, he botched calls all night. He was the fucking worst. I hate. Mm-hmm. He got even worse.
No. I'm not talking about Michael Cole. I'm talking about the ring announcer.
Oh, the ring announcer.
They at one point said that the Riot Squad was eliminated, and they weren't eliminated.
No, yeah.
It was Lana. Not Lana. Is it Lana? No, Lana is with
Lana and Naomi together. They were like the first ones eliminated.
Yeah, no. Who's the other one? The two blondes.
Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke, yeah.
Yeah.
They were the ones that were eliminated, and he announced a Riot Squad.
Yeah.
But whatever, I didn't really care about that match. That was blah. Yeah. I was surprised that Cesaro defeated Seth Rollins, but it needed to happen finally. Maybe Cesaro's going to get some type of push.
Maybe.
I kind of feel like they do shit like this, and then they don't do anything with them. Hopefully that doesn't happen. And he gets to be put up there somewhere. I'd like to see Cesaro become a challenger against a Bobby Lashley.
I could see that. That'd be fantastic. That should.
Yeah.
That would be a great way to go. I think I'm hoping that that's what they do. They start to kind of build up Cesaro a little bit more. Let him start getting on a real roll. Start really like start beating some guys that you're like, oh shit, Cesaro just won again. When he just beat like he should be starting to. You know, I would put him with like. I would put him and Randy Orton together right now. I'd have him and Orton go together and have him go through Orton and eventually maybe build up to finally get to Lashley and win that and get to that point. I agree with that. You know, I would be all about that for him. He's on Raw, right? Or is he on SmackDown?
Yep. He's on Raw. On Raw. Yeah, I think so. I think that's
No, he's on SmackDown.
On SmackDown.
Yeah, no, he's on SmackDown. Either way, he'd go. Yeah, go against Roman eventually, you know? Maybe starts with Daniel Bryan or something like that. But anyways, you get the point, though. I would like to see him start to move and go forward.
I knew AJ Styles was going to win. Like, that was 100% given. Anyone who didn't know that didn't realize that made AJ Styles the quickest Grand Slam champion ahead of, I think, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
So it was kind of their way to be like, fuck you, Dean, you're not record books anymore. AJ, here you go. So that was a given. Braun Strowman against Shane, that was a given. Holy shit. I thought the spot when he grabs his hand through the freaking chain link fence and holds him and then rips the fence open.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Through. And of course, Shane had to take a bump. So they're like on top of a 15-foot high steel cage. And Braun Strowman chucked, like, he just threw him out to the crowd.
Yeah.
So it was fun to see that. Again, not a match that I really cared about. Everybody knew what that was. That was Shane McMahon jumping off his shit, because Shane McMahon likes to jump off his shit at WrestleMania.
Right. We have to have Shane now because we don't have The Undertaker anymore. So let's have Shane every fucking year.
Yeah, so whatever. Yeah. I don't mind watching Shane jump or get thrown off his shit.
As long as he gets beat up every time.
Yeah, it's like he loses. So it's not like he's going out there to be a glory hunt and win these matches. Yeah. He goes out there and just jumps off his shit and gets thrown around and thrown off his shit and helps the other guy and the other guy wins. So whatever.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny and Damian Priest beat The Miz and John Morrison. Holy shit. What the fuck? Miz just became like the only.
He's Ricky Starks now. He just lost to somebody he shouldn't be fucking losing to. To just bury, like, you basically buried The Miz without really burying The Miz.
Not really, because The Miz is a guy.
Around forever, but still, it's like.
The Miz is a guy who, it doesn't matter, he can lose, because it's not like Miz is, even though Miz is a really good wrestler and he's been around for a long time, people don't respect him as a good wrestler. So he's a cheater. He wins because he cheats.
Yeah.
So he can lose to Bad Bunny and it doesn't really hurt him because Miz loses matches. But Miz also has held, like, what, every single title in WWE?
I think he's won them all twice.
Yeah, he's the only two-time Grand Slam champion, I think is what it is.
He's gone through, I think he's done everything. He's gone through all of them.
Or, like, every title twice.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, I'm like, dude, I'm so glad that I'm glad they're done with this whole Bad Bunny shit.
I liked that on night two, Triple H handed him his microphone and he got on a bus and went away.
Just go away, dude. Like,
but I'll say this. Listen, Bad Bunny put on a way better performance than I thought he was going to.
Yeah, and that's fine. And if that's what the whole idea was, to kind of make him, to kind of give him some, you know, exposure.
Yeah, he put in his work. He went out there and he trained when he hit that, the Bunny Destroyer.
I'm
gonna call it the Puerto Rican Destroyer.
Yeah, but freaking, that was one of the ones Michael Cole didn't know what the fuck it was. He's like, oh, what is that? I'm like, there's a Canadian Destroyer. Adam Cole does it all the fucking time. It's the same goddamn move. Like, you don't know? Do you not know what these moves are?
No, he's freaking an idiot.
Yeah, he has no idea. I was like, oh, I don't know what. I was like, what was that? It's like, it's a Canadian Destroyer. Have you not
seen
Adam Cole do it?
Bad Bunny, to be honest, I'm not a Bad Bunny fan, but
no, me neither.
Bad Bunny had the best performance of any celebrity at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's fine, and that's fine. But it, I mean, and it did what
sorry,
it.
Sorry, Lawrence Taylor, don't do crack.
It should have been. I mean, I still think he could have done. I mean, he got the pin, in the end too. I think I would have liked to see Damian Priest do a little bit more stuff too, instead of just being all Bad Bunny. Especially since then Damian Priest then turned around and lost right after that on Raw the next night to The Miz. So it was kind of like, whatever. I mean, it's fine. It was a match, but it was like, all right, fine, it's your celebrity thing, but let's not like now. So now Bad Bunny will be in the Hall of Fame in like 5 years, whatever. They'll put him in the Hall of Fame, in the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame, because he did something in WrestleMania.
Well, best celebrity performance ever. I'm just saying.
But that's what it'll be.
then the main event, we get Bianca Belair defeating Sasha Banks to win the title. I kind of knew it was going to happen. I'm kind of worried that this is going to become the new streak. Sasha Banks is 0-6 at WrestleMania.
Jesus, did she really? I didn't even realize that.
They said it. They announced it, which is why I'm afraid that it's going to become the streak, because they recognize it. They're like,
oh, shit. I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice that I hear that part. And, of course, it's another one that Cole botched, because he's fucking sitting there saying after freaking Bianca Belair hit the KOD and he's talking about Sasha Banks kicking out. It's like, and Graves is like, no, dude, the match, he won.
Yes.
The match is over. Yep. You idiot. Yep. No, are you watching the freaking match, or are you reading your stupid script? You dumb shit. Like, the match is over. And the fact that she freaking busted Sasha Banks open with her freaking hair.
Ooh, yeah, that was crazy.
It's freaking nuts. And how the fact that, like, Sasha was like, I mean, I don't know if she was selling it, but it had to freaking hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Must stink so bad.
Here's what I'll say about that, though. That was a dope moment, because – that was the first time in history two black women main evented WrestleMania.
That's pretty awesome.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of cool, especially for the WWE. There's always talk about WWE's racist and Vince is a racist.
Vince is racist.
They have like six or seven people of color with the titles on them.
Right, exactly. They call them racist. Yeah, their world champions is black. Their tag title, one of the half their tag titles black. Their freaking women's champion is black. Like, yeah, I mean, he's putting over these. So maybe Vince is like, I don't want to be racist anymore.
Maybe we'll
start getting more black people in here.
He saw how much people hated Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, let's put the racist next to this a black like, oh, guy. Shit. You want to talk racist? This guy's racist. I'll put him next to Titus O'Neil.
I never thought I'd hear Hulk Hogan get booed like that.
Oh, yeah.
Since the NWO, you know what I mean? Like, he got booed. He got booed. Yeah, I was like, wow, and I like Hulk Hogan. Like, I don't care. I don't think he's racist. I think he said I would have said. I would have said the same thing. You know what I mean? If my daughter was dating some scummy, shitty rapper, I probably would have been like, oh, what's up? Yeah. And granted, I can say it because I'm black. So, so, whatever.
But, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I mean... But I mean, overall, I mean, yeah, night one I thought was pretty decent. You know, I had its moments as stupid, but yeah, I mean, it was good to see Bianca win, which she should have won. Like, that was.
I wish Natalya and Tamina actually won the titles.
Of course.
But before that, let's start the night off right. And get right into Randy Orton versus The Fiend. That was not Bo Dallas. I'm going to say that first.
No, it was not Bo Dallas. Which
you can look at his tattoos. Look at the tattoos.
It would have worked if that was actually what they were going for. I would have been kind of cool with that. The fact that, again, Michael Cole doesn't know what a fucking jack-in-the-box is, as he couldn't understand that that was a freaking jack-in-the-box. And the whole thing, you know, and that whole thing started. And the only thing I hated, of course, I mean, you've just, once again, you've ruined The Fiend. So now The Fiend
No,
is
you
even...
didn't. No, you didn't. The Fiend is over now. He's over now. You understand he's over, right? He came out of a box. Don't you know the rules? Jim Cornette will tell you. You come out of a box, you're over. Rick Rude came out of a box in WCW. Terry Funk came out of a box in WWE. It's changed Saw Charlie. If you come out of a box, you are instantaneously over. So, therefore, by rule, The Fiend is over because he came out of a box. He's over more than he's ever been over.
Well, I don't know about that.
But, he came out of a box. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, contrary to what Jim Cornette says, The Fiend is just, he's just done for in general.
They're going to do something with that. That's going to go somewhere.
I hope so. I don't see it happening, especially after Raw. I don't see it happening. So,
why? Because Alexa Bliss. Is like maybe they're gonna bring in someone to fight.
They're gonna have a female fiend. She's gonna be Lily, the female fiend. That's what she's gonna be. She's gonna have her own mask, and she's gonna be the same thing with the women's wrestlers instead of the Fiend. That's exactly what it's gonna be. They just said it. I mean, it's evident on the if you watched Raw, in her little segment, she has a little freaking doll that looks like the Fiend. With a mask on. It's the same freaking thing. She's just going to wear a mask.
She'll have
Lily, the female. It'll be her alter ego. And she's like, oh, I'm the dark, evil portion of Alexa Lily. Bliss. Yeah, she's going to be Lily. That'll be her name. It'll be, oh, my God, it's Lily. Please run. You know, and that's... And
it's
like,
Lily!
Exactly. You've made... And none of that, I mean... So, again, you have the Fiend at... What was it before? Whatever the pay-per-view was for, Elimination Chamber, gets set on fire by freaking Randy Orton. Or no, that was the Rumble, right? He gets set on fire, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was.
He gets set on fire by Randy Orton, then returns at the next one, and then loses at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So Randy Orton just kind of just took out the Fiend. That's it. The Fiend's done. Because what is he going to do now? You're not going to do another feud with the two of them. So... And the Fiend never gets his like revenge for being set on fire. It would have made a lot more sense if he came out in that crispy one and that was Bo Dallas and he actually shows up as himself And there are two Fiends, one of them being Bo Dallas, one of them being the actual Fiend. And that's how he wins. That would have made 1,000 times more sense. It would have worked because he would have – it made no sense if Fiend comes out of a jack-in-the-box as himself again. And it's over. And then he loses to Randy Orton with an RKO, and that's it. And now the Fiend's done. And
he's not done. He's over.
And that's it. Watch. And it goes back to Raw, and that's all. And that's the end of the Fiend because they've just – like, they've just they never understood – the character, and they never let Bray Wyatt go with the way it should have gone. They always handcuffed him at the end. He's like, "Oh, you're getting too far over. Let's calm you down by having you lose to somebody."
I think you're wrong. We say this every single time that they fuck up something with the Fiend. You can do it with this with his character.
And what happened to what happened to the Fiend changes people? Didn't change Randy Orton. Randy Orton's perfectly fine. Randy Orton's just himself, like he always is. They've kind of just well, no, he doesn't really do that anymore. And he's going to he's going to get beat in Hell in a Cell by Seth Rollins and then get lit on fire by Randy Orton. And he's just going to continue to lose. When was the last time the Fiend won a match?
He doesn't need to win.
He doesn't do anything, though. But of course he needs to win.
He doesn't need to win. You don't want to, you can't put the title on him. Then he's the boogeyman.
He's the boogeyman then. He's the boogeyman. That's what he is.
He doesn't need a title. That's not what he is. He's not that right now.
I'm not saying he has to win a title. I'm just saying, when was the last time he actually won a legit match and a legit feud?
Oh, I don't know. That's different.
You know what I mean? He hasn't done any of that. He doesn't win match. He doesn't win feud. He did in the beginning when they were starting to build him up. He was winning. He was winning feuds. It was all right, the Fiend's getting strong. Nope, let's have him lose to freaking Seth Rollins.
All right, well, let's not beat a dead horse on this. This match sucked. Nobody injured.
Yeah, it sucked.
But the Fiend's over. He came out of a box. Look it up. I'm just saying. Hit message at Jim Cornette on Twitter, and find him, and he'll tell you that he came out of a box, so he's fucking over.
Yeah, that's right.
He's over.
So the women's tag was that the one next one? Women's tag
team? Yeah, next one was the women's tag team. At least to me, it didn't look like total shit.
No, but still, why do we? Because we just have nothing to do with freaking fat fucking Nia fucking Flapjacks who can't do anything. And just sucks you can't call people fat so anymore. Bad.
That's bullying.
And yet we continue to have to put her in situations and just do this comedy things like she's supposed to be. She's not good. She's not funny. Nothing she does is good. She's a danger in the ring. Why are we continuously having her be around with the freaking tag belts? Can somebody just, for the love of God, just injure her? Injure her so she'll just go away.
That'd be great.
That would be fantastic. Tamina should have won that match. She should have won it by hitting her Superfly splash off the top rope to pay homage to her murderous father who's dead and been fine.
Wait, what? What? Murderous father?
Yeah, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, man. He didn't watch his behind the match thing. He killed his girlfriend. Right? He killed his girlfriend.
Okay. All right. Right. You're right.
Her father is a murderer. He legit killed his own girlfriend and got away with it.
So anyway, moving on. Next up, we had Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. We knew what was going to happen there. I think I knew that Kevin Owens had to win that match. And then we had Logan Paul.
Who the fuck is Logan Paul? I have no idea who that guy is.
He's like that YouTube, that YouTube star.
No. I don't watch YouTube for stars. If you're a YouTube star, you're not a star.
It's like Logan Paul and Jake Paul. They're like brothers.
Who? I don't even know who Jake Paul is.
They just fought at that. Did you watch? What was that big? that big celebrity, the fake boxing match that they had that wasn't, it was an exhibition.
Yeah, because it was
like,
television.
It was, wasn't it Mike? No, not reality television. It was like Mike Tyson versus, Mayweather? No, not Mayweather.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, and it probably was garbage.
What was the last Mike Tyson fight that just happened?
I don't know, when he was like 50 and fighting some
guy.
Yeah,
just like a Roy, wasn't it Roy Jones Jr. or something?
No, was it Roy Jones Jr.?
It just happened, like, not too long
ago. I think it was Roy Jones Jr., actually, yeah. Now you say that.
And so at that show, I want to say tiny basketball player, wicked short basketball player, not Spud Webb.
Nate Robinson?
Nate Robinson fought Jake Paul.
Okay.
So if you watch that, you would have saw Jake Paul there. Anyway, I went the whole long way to get to that.
No. I have no idea who Logan Paul is. I was like, who is this guy? Why
he took
he
a mean
on?
Stunner.
Great. Wonderful. That's fine. And good. He probably deserved it. I really have no idea who he is and why he was involved with this thing at all. Like,
he's
why
a celebrity.
Do we have to have... He's not, though.
He is. He's a YouTube, celebrity.
That's not a celebrity. That's people on YouTube. Yeah, you're a YouTube celebrity. You're on fucking YouTube. We are YouTube celebrities. We're on YouTube. We just don't have 10,000 followers of fucking nobodies of fucking gay guys in their basement watching us on television.
So let me just say, please don't go looking on YouTube for this episode, because this episode is not on YouTube. We do have content on YouTube, but this is not on YouTube.
That's my point, though. Like, if you're on YouTube, you're not a celebrity. You're on YouTube.
I am, like, on YouTube, though. I'm on YouTube for the Ringside Apostles.
You're about as much as a YouTube celebrity as Logan Paul is, because you're on YouTube. That must make you a celebrity.
Yeah, I'm a big fucking deal, obviously. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Like,
pay attention.
Nobody watches. Like, if you're sitting and watch, if you know a guy through YouTube, that's the only way you know him. He's not anything good. He's a nobody.
Guy, he makes big money for it. He's got a lot of followers. That's what happens.
What does he do? He doesn't do anything.
I don't know.
You don't do anything. So he's not. How are you somebody if you don't do anything?
He does something.
I don't know
what he does.
What does he
do? He does
nothing.
Something.
I guarantee he does absolutely freaking nothing. But people think he does something because he's on YouTube.
Here's the deal. I don't go look at what he does because I won't promote that little douche canoe.
I don't even know who he is. It's like Kim Kardashian. You don't do anything.
I'm not going to give you a view. Well, come see me. Come see me. Come check out my show. How's that?
You don't do anything. So why are you a celebrity?
Why is Ric Flair on a CarShield.com commercial right now on my television?
Because he's a celebrity. He does stuff.
CarShield.com?
Whatever. He does commercials. He's a wrestler. He did something.
Fair enough.
Ric Flair. Logan Paul is a nobody. I don't know who he is. So I don't care that he was there. It was pointless for him to be there. It was stupid for him to be there. He didn't need to be in there. You could have easily done the match between Owens and Zayn without him. Those guys know how to wrestle. They know what they're doing. It obviously made sense for Owens to win. I really have no idea what their plan is, though, for
Logan
Sammy
Paul.
Zayn. No, for Sami Zayn.
How about
Sami
Logan Paul?
Zayn, no, I don't care about Logan Paul. Because Sami Zayn, with this whole conspiracy
Boomer.
Thing, that somehow has, I don't know what's going on with it.
Boomer.
So.
Yeah, the conspiracy thing's kind of, I don't know. They use Sami Zayn as a joke guy.
I know, he really is a joke guy.
He kind of is, and people love together. Him. Half of his career, he was maybe not half his career, but a good portion of his career that people remember that love him for is when he was El Generico, which was a mockery lucha character.
He's just a joke.
This is what he does. We had Sheamus defeating Riddle for the United States Championship. I like Riddle. I really do. That's one of my guys.
I do too.
I didn't care about this match at all. There was no build up to it. There was just kind of blah, happened and it happened. And then they took the belt off of Riddle. And
they did have the backstage segment with him and RVD and talking about weed. It was like, I think I made mention this too. It was like, I want a tag team between RVD and Matt Riddle and call them High Times. Because they would be freaking awesome.
Yep.
Riddle and RVD.
Good. Fact.
But I think he's freaking great. I love Riddle too. I think he's so funny when he does all his, like, it's just stoner stuff. It's so funny. But yeah, I mean, this match was, it was fine. The fact he got busted open bad, like got it busted open the hard way. Mm-hmm. It's like a broke kick right to the freaking chin. That looked nasty afterwards.
There's some, like, oh, there's some botches in that. Do you see when Sheamus botched the white noise? Like,
yeah,
he was supposed to come off the rope. And,
yep.
And so there are a couple botches there, but whatever. I didn't care about this match anyway. Then we had Apollo Crews versus Big E in a Nigerian drum fight.
Yeah, which is basically just a hardcore match without any drums.
There were, like, no Nigerian drums anywhere.
There was. They just didn't do anything with them. They were all around. They were just regular drums. They weren't really.
Yeah, they were just there.
They were just drums.
They were just there around. They just had drums. They weren't even people drumming. They should at least have people, like, banging the drums.
Yeah. Why not have it, like, it should have been, like.
But then again, you can't have two black guys in a wrestling ring fighting with a bunch of black guys playing drums around them in 2020. Because you are going to be called a racist, and you're going to get in a lot of trouble for that. So
they should have done
probably, they probably had the idea in the first place, and they got there, and someone was like, Titus was like, Vince, you know that's more racist than anything Hulk Hogan said, right?
This is getting pretty racist. Maybe we shouldn't do this. They should have done. It should have just been a four corners match where they have to, where Apollo or the winner has to drag their opponent around the four corners and bang the drum to win the match. That's all you had to do. That would have been fine. You could have done these giant drums in each corner, and the only way you win is you have to incapacitate your opponent to go in and bang each drum in the four corners to win.
That would have been dope. Good idea.
That's what it should have been. There you go. That's a four corner. That's a Nigerian jump match. It's basically.
I apologize to the IWC, because had we done our pit stop show, Mike would have said that that's what he thinks a Nigerian drum match is, and that's what we would have gotten at WrestleMania.
True. I'm just would have been like, oh shit, that's right. Damn it, he's totally right. That's exactly what it's going to be. That's not racist at all. All right, let's do it that way. We could have easily done it. That's all you had to do, and you would have been fine. But instead, we don't know what to do with drums, so let's just make it a hardcore match and just have drums everywhere. Okay, yeah, sure. It's like a Christmas street fight where they have Christmas.
But no there. Drums.
But no drums were used. No drums were harmed in the match, in the making of this match.
I don't know about that. That made no sense to me.
And then Apollo Crews wins with Dabo Kato, who, again, Michael Cole has no idea who he is, because he just shows up and like, who's this guy? On Raw Underground for like a month. You can see him.
Yeah, but he's not Dabo Kato.
It's something else.
He is Commander Aziz.
Yes.
So you're not supposed to remember he was Dabo Kato.
Oh,
and actually, I'll go one better than you. He was Baba Tunde at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
There you go. But apparently we don't know who this guy is. We've never seen him before.
Never. I don't know this guy.
Even though he was in Raw Underground for like a month when I was on the show. But I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
So the funniest part about Commander Aziz to me is he's supposed to be like an African militant, right?
Yeah. But Aziz is an Indian name, by the way.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Yeah.
But even more than that, Baba Tunde or Dabo Kato or whatever you want to call him, he's actually fucking Polish.
Yeah, of course he is.
So I mean,
of course he is.
No big deal. I'm just
Wolofsky, that's your name? No, it's Aziz. Aziz, I'm sorry. I love that guy. He's a great comedian. That's your name, Commander Aziz.
They should actually bring you on in his army.
Commander Aziz, army. I'm sorry. Aziz is an Indian name, but okay, that's fine. Whatever. He's going to be Nigerian. A Polish Nigerian guy with an Indian name. It's great. Good job. Not racist at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
Great job, Vince.
Too much going on for anyone to even to process the racism involved in it.
Don't pay. Has been played. No, we're not racist at all. We have Hulk Hogan next to Titus O'Neil. We're not racist.
We're not racist. They're dressed as pirates.
That's right. They're pirates.
And Titus is in the black pirate suit.
That's right. Yeah. Black ass the pirate.
What? And then we get Rhea Ripley taking on Asuka for the Women's Championship, which I actually fell asleep for. And fell asleep in the middle of it. I was just tired. I had the bachelor party the night before.
Yeah.
So that was a long night. I got home Sunday morning at 4 a.m. And I didn't have my car. I didn't have my house key. So I slept in my car outside the house until like,
there you go.
Until like 6:30 when my landlord downstairs called me and was like, what's going on? And I'm like, can you open the outside door? He's like, where are you? Like, oh, I'm in my car. I'm in my car sleeping up the street. Like, bachelor party, I was drunk.
It's all right. We've all done it. We've all slept in our
been there.
Car.
We've been there. I've slept in other people's cars.
There
so.
You go. I've done it too. And I've slept in my own car. It's all right.
No. I mean, I've woken up in other people's cars that I didn't know who they were.
That's a little far.
That's happened. That's happened.
But yeah, I mean, that match was all right. I mean, Rhea Ripley winning, that's fine.
I know what happened. And here's what I think. I think it made no sense to have her. I hate how they just like squash Asuka and job her out like one finisher and boom.
Japanese, it was a bad weekend for Japanese people.
Yeah, sure enough.
But I mean, what you should do then is if you're going to take the belt off Asuka, fine. Give it to Rhea Ripley, fine. Then bring up Io Shirai. And put her with Asuka, make him a tag team, and give him the freaking belts, and make him the whatever, the Empress of the Sky, or whatever you want to call him.
God, if they
put those two together and give them the tag belts, that's what you should do. That's what you did with Kairi Sane. Why not do it to Io Shirai and give Asuka a tag team title run and let them freaking go crazy in the tag team? They'd be nuts together. They'd be vicious together.
Give them an actual.
A good manager. Don't give him Paige. Give him like a legit manager who freaking like knows what they're doing, can actually talk for them. And you know, give him MVP. Give him the MVP. Yeah, give him the MVP. Give him to somebody. Give him as a man. Just get a manager. You know, whoever. Find somebody to be a manager. DeVille be their manager. I don't know. Just come up. Find somebody to be their manager. And put them together as a tag team and give them the tag team belts and let them go beat the crap out of Baszler and Nia Jax and win the tag belts instead of doing what they're going to do, which is now put them in a triple threat match with fucking Charlotte Flair again. Like, great.
Well,
now
maybe
you have Charlotte Flair
again.
Fuck
Charlotte
Flair.
Io and Asuka. I would love that. If they do that.
Io and Asuka should be a tag team belt. Vince, I know you're listening. Io and freaking Asuka. Tag team, put them together, get them a manager, find somebody to be their manager.
So that IWC is my gift back to you after what I just failed you on. So right there you go. If we see this, you can thank this guy for that one.
Right.
That would be great though. It would be the smart thing to do.
Right, of course.
Then you can get out of the mess of Shayna Baszler and Nia.
Yeah, get out of that mess. Put a legit team together. Get him. I don't know who you can get for manager.
They need to fight each other anyway. Let them fight each other.
Oh, Shayna and Nia? Yeah, that's fine. Let Shayna and Nia do it and let Shayna beat the crap out of her and break her arm or something like that so she disappears.
Oh, that'd be great.
And we finally have something. Go ahead and do Shayna versus Charlotte. Which you should have done anyways. You can do Charlotte versus Rhea, Charlotte versus Shayna, and you keep Asuka and EO together as a tag team and put them
for at least a while. I like that.
For a while and let them have the tag belts like you did with Kairi Sane.
Yep.
Makes a difference. You just got to find them a manager because, I mean, they're both awesome. But they don't really speak very well. So EO speaks better than Asuka does, but they really need a mouthpiece. They need somebody to be their manager. You just got to find somebody. I don't know.
And then from there, we went to our main event where we had Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan, and they did what they needed to do, and I'm glad it wasn't like a real fuck finish, and I liked that he stacked the both of them, and I liked that he made sure that Edge's shoulders were on the mat. Roman Reigns did everything right in this, and I'm so excited that they stayed with the Tribal Chief.
Thank you. Yes, me too. I'm very happy with that. That was the best match. That was my favorite match of the night. That was probably my favorite match of the weekend, just because it was just the right thing to do. Thank you for doing it right. Thank you for making like Roman look like the way he should look. Thank you for letting them beat both Daniel Bryan and Edge. Thank you for letting them pin them both. It made perfect sense. I love the fact that Jay was like got involved, although I didn't like the fact that I would have liked it if he would have not gotten taken out and then brought back. I think it would have been better if he just got, if he stayed the whole night, but just got beat up by somebody. Like got beat up by Edge and Daniel Bryan during the match just to kind of get him out of the way instead of just pulling the whole injury angle to get him out of there. I didn't like that part. I would have
punched him just too much. That's just like it's
just beat him up and throw him in a corner and beat him up or something like that. Put him underneath the desk or something. Just do something to get him out of the way, but don't actually take him out of the area because it doesn't make sense. It's like, oh, then he just shows up and like, well.
Well, it's too predictable. You know, exactly.
He's going to be back.
He's going to come back and do something.
Right. It'd be better off if he was just hanging out where they keep getting pissed off because Jey Uso keeps getting involved every time they have a chance to win the match. So they team up together and beat him up and get him out of the way and then leaving Roman by himself. And then Roman, in the end, Jey gets involved. Roman ends up winning. And then they can play off. It's like, look, if it wasn't for Jey Uso getting involved every time, I'd be champion. And then they could have Daniel Bryan and Edge both come out on SmackDown and proclaim that they should be the champion because Jey Uso kept getting involved in our match. I should have won the belt. And Edge comes out, no, I should have won the belt. And those two feud, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. They just feud each other.
Well, I hope they do that anyway.
Roman Reigns to go off and do something else.
Hopefully he goes into Cesaro,
but I don't know what else they're going to go with.
I don't think you go right to Cesaro, but maybe.
I don't know who he go to next. That's the only thing. I don't know who's next on the list for Roman after.
Spoiler, MSK successfully defended the titles.
Oh, you're watching NXT.
Yeah, it's on right now.
I forgot it was on right now. Yep. Which is fine. They should win the belt anyways. But, I don't know where Roman goes next. I just hope they don't do now single matches between the two of them. But
yeah, right. But listen, I think they went through. I think they did real good this Mania. It was well done. Everything happened the way it should have happened. I can't complain about WrestleMania this year. I really can't.
No, I really can't either.
The night after Mania, I don't even. We're not even gonna. Raw. It was just a bad Raw.
It was fucking terrible.
Raw. Like, and I was looking. Everybody's always looking forward to it because the Raw after WrestleMania is always great.
Always, but not this year.
You got the War Raiders returning.
Ooh.
And
Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair
with her new face.
Right, with her new face that she put on, and then
Sarah says like this to me. So I'm watching it. And Sarah's watching it. We're on the phone together. And she goes, and I said something about Charlotte Flair's, what she was wearing. I was like, oh, didn't you say that you liked her purple? And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, you didn't say that? She goes, no. She goes, I don't remember. I just know that I saw her face and I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And that thumbs it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And because now they have like, so now we have to, instead of having Rhea win the rematch against Asuka to kind of solidify her and basically just finish that feud off. No, we have to have Charlotte Flair get involved. And now we have to do a triple threat match. It's like, why? Because we have to continue. Why? We don't need this. No, we don't need Charlotte around. Charlotte should leave. That's it for her. And then it should be, and we should go on to Asuka versus Io, which is what I really want. But yeah, Raw was dumb, but I am glad what they did with Roman. I just don't know where they go next with him. I think it's going to be, I hope it's like, they kind of, I don't know what they do next. I mean, they're probably going to end up doing, what they'll probably do is they'll probably just feed single competition between him and Edge, then him and Daniel again for the next like couple feuds or a couple pay-per-views until they build up somebody new.
Gloves that Robert Stone is wearing?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's ridiculous.
He's got a Michael Jackson glove on.
He's got two of them, though.
Unsanctioned, Cole versus O'Reilly. Again.
Nice.
Look at them.
You're a dickhead. My stream's behind you.
Looking at them load into an ambulance after they were hurt.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Well, it was a great Mania. I enjoyed it. Didn't like the aftermath. We'll see where they go with things. By the way, WrestleMania Backlash.
What? Let's just call it Backlash. Why does it have to be WrestleMania Backlash?
Because that's what they're calling it. The next pay per view is WrestleMania Backlash.
I know. Like, we don't need it to be. It can just be back.
Oh, you know what that is? That is WWE trying to take advantage of these casual fans that they're hoping to pick up from Peacock that have no fucking idea the difference, and they just hit WrestleMania Backlash, and they're like, it's gonna be just like WrestleMania.
Oh, great. So we're gonna have the same matches all over again, which we already do, because now it's Bobby versus Drew again.
Yeah.
For the third time in a row. It's like, oh, yeah, let's do this match again. Yay. Instead of having somebody new.
You need the rubber match, right?
Apparently there is no rubber match. He's lost. He's been both times. So if Drew wins, then there is no rubber match. He's now 2-1 against. He's 1-2 against him. It doesn't do anything. What's the point? You can't really do a rubber match if you've lost twice. If you've lost once and then you won once, then you have a rubber match. Makes sense. No, let's have him win and lose to Drew. Let's have Drew lose to him again. No,
Drew only beat him once.
No, he beat him for the title after.
No, he beat Miz for the title.
Well, still, but he still got beat. Sorry, so they're going to be 1-1, I guess, then. So then you're going to have a third match.
Didn't he defend against Lashley before? Or no?
Yes, I think he did. He defended
against Lashley, and he beat Lashley.
No, I don't think he – no, he didn't defend against Lashley. Did he? No, I don't remember. Shit. I don't remember. I think Lashley
Who cares? Who cares?
Whatever,
it doesn't matter. We'll look that up and like tweet it. I'll tweet it out or something.
Now I don't remember. Shit. Now I'm going to be wondering. Cause maybe it is a rubber match. Now you'd say that because he won, then lost. Then now he's going to. Yeah, it must be that way.
I'm pretty sure that he fought Lashley at one point in his run and beat Lashley.
Was that the Rumble? No, it wasn't at the Rumble, right?
No, it was earlier in the run. I think it was earlier in the run.
When they didn't build, then, when Bobby wasn't actually himself.
And then Bobby went on and won the U.S. title and went on that run and lost it and then came up for this one. I think so. I might be wrong.
I'll have to look it up.
But anyway, we'll see where we go with this, you know? We'll see what happens and how things play out. I think it's the next few weeks will be interesting. Next week we'll talk about other things. There's tons to talk about in other wrestling and AEW and Impact, but we'll talk about that next week on a regular show or in 2 weeks, because I'm going to be on vacation and I'm not going to record while I'm on vacation. Sorry.
No,
I love you guys, but not that much. So in 2 weeks, here's the greatest part about it. So this and part two that'll be recorded tomorrow are our 40. This is our 49th episode.
Oh, there you go.
So we get a 2 week vacation. I'm going to come back with a huge 50th episode bonanza. It's going to be dope. We're going to have some cool shit for it. So I'm looking forward to that. You want to say anything before we get out of here tonight?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Well, make sure you tune in. This is going to be posted, and then depending on when, I might post both of them back to back, or this might get posted first, and then the other one will get posted. But look out for part two. If it's not posted already, when you're done listening to this, look tomorrow. It'll definitely be posted by the next day, and check that out. And then in 2 weeks, our 50th episode of Smark, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. It's gonna be dope. Looking forward to it. Other than that, I don't really have anything to say because there's been so much fucking wrestling that there's not really anything to tell you to go watch.
Yeah.
Maybe watch the shit that you haven't. If you didn't watch any of that,
watch NXT.
We talked about, Jesus. But there's a lot of indie shit to watch. But you'll know what to go watch after you listen to part two of this week's episode. So until then, actually, he won't be there. It'll just be me along with Mike Rossi and Sean Porter.
There you go.
And until then, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm Mike K.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. I don't know why I did that so high tone, but whatever. Peace out, yo.
Peace out. Vince, put EO and Oscar together.
Now.
Now.
The Smarks in here, yeah.